If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Hey, real quick. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at Case.Kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 431. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And particularly lately, thank you for all the 5-star ratings and reviews wherever you're listening. That really means a lot and is helpful because it grows the show and it shows other people that it might be worth listening to. So thank you for that. And if you're listening right now and can spare 30 seconds while you do and give the show a 5-star rating and review, I would appreciate it. It means a lot. Thank you. But today I'm excited about this topic. I titled this episode The Problem with Modern Dating because I want to talk about what I think is the biggest problem with modern dating. Problem in the sense that this thing, this misalignment of intentions, that is what I've learned causes the most issues in dating. You know, I spend all day thinking, talking and writing about mindfulness, that is self-awareness, and I apply it to every possible area of life. And when I apply it to dating, it has revealed a lot of truths and observations about intentions. And lately, it has shown me that, you know, it has shown me what happens when two people come together with misaligned intentions. And no shocker here, it's no shocker that the cause of a situationship, the cause of ghosting, of being strung along, of wasting your time with someone, of someone who changes their mind, and so on and so on, it's no shocker that the cause of those things is when you have one person with one mindset, one intention, one level of honesty, trying to make it work with someone else who might have a different opposite even mindset, intention, or level of honesty. You know, I'm sure you'd agree that that is what causes someone to say one thing, but then do another. It's what causes someone to dish out mixed signals. You know, the stuff that probably drives you nuts. But lately, I've been applying a lens of mindfulness to dating in 2022. And what I want to offer here is a point about what it means to have misaligned intentions. Misaligned intentions. And here it is. I'll give the headline and then I'll back it up. The problem with modern dating is when you have people who want to have a boyfriend or have a girlfriend, have a husband, have a wife, but they themselves are not eager to be a boyfriend, be a girlfriend, a husband, or a wife. This applies to other people, certainly. They want you. They want the comfort of you, the accompaniment of you, the commitment of you, but they themselves are not eager to offer that in return. They want a partner, but are not willing to be a partner. They want you as their girlfriend, for instance, but they themselves are not sold on the idea of them being a boyfriend. You know, reciprocity. And practically what I'm going to say with this episode is please don't spend time trying to convince someone to become the relationship type if they've said they're not. But things aren't always that binary. So I want to talk about this idea of misaligned intentions, the difference between someone being ready for 50% of a relationship and someone who is ready for 100%. And this idea, of course, is very simple. And what I'm describing, I suppose, is a one-sided relationship. But I'm going to break this down in a way that personally I haven't thought of before. And in doing so, I hope to give you something to consider, some clarity that can help you navigate intentions, both your own intentions and someone else's intentions, as you're dating or as you're in a relationship in 2022. So I'll start with talking about a video I saw on Instagram the other day. It was actually from a rabbi talking about marriage. And at first, I thought this wasn't going to apply to me. This wasn't going to apply to you either, because at a glance, it was like a serious religious oriented talk on the role of marriage in like the, you know, Hasidic Jewish community. And that, of course, was my own bias at work here. But I thought it was going to be overly serious, overly strict in how we defined marriage. And if you know me, I like to think broadly and open-minded and from a place of personal experience. But I watched it and I'm really glad I did, because here's what it said. The video was titled, "Should One Marry for Love?" And the rabbi said the following. He said, "You do not get married because you're in love with someone. You have to be in love with marriage if you're going to get married. If a man says to a woman, 'I'm not the marrying type. I've never thought of marriage. I don't like the idea. But you are incredible. You, I would marry.' That is a terrible idea and unfair. The entire weight of the relationship is now on her. She has to be incredible every day. Otherwise, he has no interest in being married. Terrible idea. Unfair." That's what he said. Whoa. Put a period at the end of that. Whoa. You know, at first, also anecdote, just the way he delivered this in like a really soothing, authoritative way, I was like, man, this really hits. Thank you for posting this video. And this episode isn't about marriage. I did an episode a while back titled "Should You Date for Marriage?" where I gave my thoughts on that. So if you're interested in that topic specifically, you could listen to it. But the idea that this rabbi mentioned really struck me, that when it comes to dating, not marriage, not labels, we're talking about dating here. When it comes to dating, when it comes to two people coming together with the purpose of dating each other, of finding compatibility together, I think the rabbi is really onto something here. In less binary terms than maybe he put it in, you deserve someone who wants a relationship. But we forget that. You deserve someone who wants a relationship, not just someone who wants you. You deserve someone who wants a relationship, not just someone who wants you. And there's a big difference if you think about it. And it was kind of an aha moment for me here. There's a difference between someone who wants you, who says you're the greatest thing ever, who says you're not like the other guys or not like the other girls, and someone who actually wants a relationship with you, right? You deserve someone who wants a relationship, not just someone who wants you. And it's that misalignment that I think is such an issue in modern day dating, because it makes you realize that for you or someone you might date, it's not enough that someone says, yeah, I'm looking for my person. I'm open to finding my person. It has to be more than that. They and you both have to want to find your person and have to want a relationship. You have to be bought into both concepts. It's not just one concept. Yeah, I'm open. It's you have to be bought into the concept of a relationship. Not necessarily marriage, like the video was talking about, but a relationship. The context of a relationship, the responsibility of a relationship, the commitment of a relationship. You deserve someone who wants a relationship, not just someone who wants you. And you, my friend, you need to want a relationship, not just someone else. Hey, real quick, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. And, you know, having moved to Miami about a year ago, I've become very aware that I have a social battery. Miami makes you realize this. There's always something to do, potential friends to make, and it's easy to spread yourself thin. So for me, I've been really striving for balance, a balance of socializing and then recharging and finding the right mix. And not just that, but figuring out how to recharge. For me, it changes. Sometimes I feel recharged around friends. Sometimes I definitely need to be alone. And thinking about this subject, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain
your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/newmindset today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newmindset.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15, discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
You know, I can sit here and I can think about myself and my experience when I was single in my late 20s and early 30s. And this was very, very true for me. You know, this video was helpful to kind of help me look back and be more honest with myself when I was younger. You know, in my early 30s, call it, yeah, I'd go on dates and I could sit there in that moment and objectively say, I'm looking for someone. I'm open to finding that person. I'm ready for that person. But if I practiced no bullshit mindfulness at that time, that was a surface level answer and wasn't entirely truthful. Yeah, I wanted someone, but I didn't want a relationship. I wanted a partner, but I didn't want to be a partner. I wanted the companionship, the human interaction, everything that came with that, but I wasn't bought into the idea of a relationship, the concept of a relationship. And that is a union where things change. I wanted to have a girlfriend, but I didn't want to be a boyfriend, right? For practical terms. And I think this is such a true trend in 2022 and will continue to be a true trend in 2023 and beyond. Misalignment of intention. Maybe you, for instance, turn the lens on you. Maybe that's why you freak out when things start to get a bit serious. Maybe you have said you're ready for someone, but you haven't bought into the reality of a relationship. Maybe you've said you want a partner, but if you're honest with yourself, you're not willing to be a partner. Maybe that's why you find yourself second guessing things so often. Or maybe that's why you get yourself into circumstances with people who also haven't bought into the idea of being in a relationship, of being a partner. The idea, I'm talking about the literal idea of what a relationship is, similar to how the rabbi was talking about what a marriage is. I'm talking about the concept of a relationship. So for this episode, this isn't like a downer. I'm not being like, oh boy, another issue with dating. This is actually the opposite. I think this is a celebration of clarity. That's clarity that comes when you realize that the barrier to a healthy dating standard in 2022 is a lack of clarity. That's the barrier, yours and theirs. The lack of clarity that comes when we realize to be ready, to be eager to date someone, means more than just eagerness to find a person. It has to be eagerness to find that person in the context of a relationship, right? I'm not talking here about casually dating or anything like that. I'm talking about when you're serious, when you've done the single thing, when you've done the dating around thing, when you've done the friends with benefits thing, when you've done the let's see what this becomes thing. After that, ask yourself, what is your definition of a relationship? What is that definition for you? Like, actually think about it. Move beyond some of the things that I talk a lot about on the show when it comes to judging compatibility. You know, I talk a lot about knowing how you want to feel. I talk about red flags and green flags, knowing what it means to be understood by someone and so on. Move beyond that. Get practical about what a relationship with a person actually is. A relationship, you know, it defines the emotional connection between two people. And practically, that requires change. The most obvious, of course, is that you stop dating other people. You save yourself and all your greatness for that one person. You're committed to them emotionally, but also physically and with your time and with your resources. A relationship means commitment. That's what it means. If you want to listen to episode 403, I give my thoughts on what a relationship offers. That might be a good starting point for this question. What is a relationship? If you're kind of drawing a blank right now, but I'd encourage you to think about this. What is a relationship? And also consider this question. Do you expect a relationship to work out between two people if one of them isn't bought into the idea of a relationship? Do you expect it to work out if that person doesn't like the idea of a relationship? Probably not. Certainly, there are instances where you can have a man, let's say, for example, who's been traditionally anti-commitment. I'm not the relationship type. And then you come along and you become his sun and his moon, and he finally relents and changes his mind. That can happen, certainly. But I don't think that's a fair situation for you to put yourself in. You deserve someone who is both ready to find someone and who is bought into what a relationship actually is, what it actually requires. And you too, right? You should have that standard for yourself as well. You are ready for a plus one in your life, but you're also eager for what a relationship means, the definition of a relationship. And that's all I want to point out with this episode. You deserve someone who wants a relationship, not just someone who wants you. And same for you. You need to approach dating from the standpoint of both those things, not just that you want to find someone, but that you want to find someone in the context of a relationship. Because there's a difference. There's a difference in mindsets between wanting to find your person and wanting to find your person in the context of a relationship. And because you listen to this podcast, it's a self-development podcast, it's a podcast about mindfulness, I'm willing to bet that you've done the work. You've thought through the intention. You know what it means for you. You are two for two. You're ready in both senses. So that leaves other people, right? That leaves the problem with modern dating that I've been referencing here. The problem of you being out there and coming across people who want to have a girlfriend, but they're not willing to be a boyfriend, and vice versa. You have people with misaligned intentions. You have people who are one for two, 50% in, halfway complete with their intention. And again, as I always say, they're not bad people if that's true for them. You're not a bad person if that's true for you. But I just want to put this question in your pocket, in your back pocket, so you can turn to it to avoid situations where you get sucked into something where 50% is all that someone has to offer. I want to help you be able to recognize that someone only has 50% to offer. That's 50% that says they want you, but they don't want a relationship. They want a partner, but aren't willing to be a partner. Someone who wants you, but doesn't want a relationship. Does that person deserve you? Seriously, ask yourself that. Does that person deserve you? I would hope you say no. I really would. I hope you don't find yourself in the all too familiar human circumstance where you try to convince them otherwise. Where you try to convince them that, hey, monogamy with me is good. You should commit to me. It'll be great for us. A relationship with the two of us is great. I hope that's not you. I hope that's not you any longer. Because to the rabbi's point in the video, if you win that conversation, let's say you win that conversation and they're like, okay, fine, I will be in a relationship with you. Exclusive it is. Relationship with you it is. Well, then at that point, you've won, I guess, in quotes. But then the pressure is entirely on you because they made it clear that they're, quote, not the relationship type or whatever. But then you win that conversation and then it's all on you to convince them, to continue to convince them of the value of a relationship, the definition of a relationship. I don't think that's fair to you. Do you? Do you think that's fair to you? Ask yourself that. Do you think that's fair to you? In a world filled with many, many people, many, many options, you deserve someone who actually has 100% to give. That's 100% of intention to give. And as we've revealed with this episode, it's more than just, yes, I am ready. It's ready in two aspects, ready for a person and ready for a relationship with that person. Because I hope you see what I see, which is that there are two different things. There's two different things. That's 100%, two of two. That's 100% of wanting a girlfriend and wanting to be a boyfriend, or vice versa. That's 100% of wanting a boyfriend and wanting to be a girlfriend, wanting a partner and wanting to be a partner. That's wanting someone and wanting the relationship, right? We get it. But that's all I want to throw out here. I think practically at the end of the day, I'm saying, please don't spend time trying to convince someone to become the relationship type if they've said they're not. Take the time to know your own intention. Do you want a partner? Do you want to be a partner? Ask yourself that. You know, this isn't a blame game. We're not blaming other people. Sometimes we're not in the right headspace. Let's hold ourselves accountable. Do you want a partner? Do you want to be a partner? And then it goes both ways. You're probably doing that work. You've done the work to know what a relationship is and what it requires, and you're ready and you're bought in and you want that. You want a partner and you want to be a partner. If that's the case, you have to apply the same standard to other people.
Yes, maybe there are instances where someone is on the fence and your magical unicorn presence in their life is the final proof they need that they're ready. Great. But don't continue to put yourself in a situation where the pressure is on you, the pressure to convince them that a relationship, being a partner, being a boyfriend, being a girlfriend is right for them. That willingness, that enthusiasm, that two for two, that 100% has to be on the table for them because you deserve that. Again, like all things I discuss on the podcast, it's about reciprocity. If you're willing to be a girlfriend, if you're willing to be a boyfriend, you deserve the same in return. End of story. So I hope this is helpful in a sense to just remind you of the standard of 100%, the standard of reciprocity that you deserve, the standard of aligned intention. You deserve someone who wants you as a partner and who wants to be a partner. So I'll end it right there. If this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you could give the show a 5-star rating and review. That would mean a lot to me. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.